Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. Have you ever received a note from someone? Maybe it was an email or a text or a tweet or a business memo or a letter in the mail or something on Facebook. And it thoroughly drove you into a rage, or maybe a bit milder, it just upset you or made you somewhat angry. And you thought to yourself, why would she say that? Or what made him use that tone? Well, here's what it could be. Maybe if they had said the words to you in person, it wouldn't have had the wounding or distressing effect at all. No big deal. But said in print and taken out of context with no smiling face or voice inflection, it sounded and felt very different, hurtful and disturbing. Yep, this is the danger of the written word versus the spoken word. And it's the biggest danger of emails, memos, letters, and any other form of written messaging. Words in print taken out of context can be misinterpreted and misunderstood as very different from what you intended. I know this all too well. In younger days, when I was less discerning, and in some cases just an idiot, I wrote some business memos I later regretted that raised the ire of coworkers, superiors, and even a few clients unnecessarily. In a couple cases, I paid a dear price. Now, I never got let go, but I had a few swift kicks in the butt, and frankly, I deserved them. I learned some valuable lessons in the process, three in particular. Number one, temper my words. Go back and reread before sending. Slow down. Ask myself this question. How else might this be interpreted besides the way I'm intending? Scrutinize it for double meaning or, frankly, hidden insults. Lesson number two, if it doesn't need to be sent today, put it aside and pull it out tomorrow. Reread it then, and surprise, you'll see it differently, with fresh eyes, and make appropriate edits. And lesson number three, if it's not so personal that it can't be shared, ask a trusted colleague, a friend, or a family member to read it before you send. It must be someone you trust to keep it confidential, someone to tell you the truth and not mince words, someone level-headed who doesn't overreact or engage in drama. Ask them this question. How would you feel if you received this? Heed their words and make appropriate edits. If you'll try these, I'll bet they'll prevent some pain. Still today, I sometimes catch myself being a bit more terse than I really intend, and using these three ideas saves my tail. Use them and save your own tail. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.